B-Pod Studios.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
What's wrong with us? We do a British accent. Hello, governor.
I told Roy my British joke this morning, and I'll tell everybody today so you can use it, okay?
Here we go.
All right, you ready? A British couple married, yeah. And the husband walks in on the wife in bed with two other men. And you know, in Britain, they go, hello, hello. So he walks in, and she goes, hello, hello. And he says, so you're not talking to me then?
I still don't get it.
She's in her bed with two other men, Roy, and she goes, hello, hello, and he walks in and goes, so you're not talking to me then? Because that would be three. Feel free to use that.
I just love that you think it's so funny.
Ah, it's a good one.
It sucks, but that's okay. It's bad.
I got a laugh out of somebody the other day when I told it. It could have been a sympathy laugh for all I know.
Yeah.
What about your day in 30, Roy?
Well, I had a lot of Zoom meetings. I was working all the way up until like 3-4 o'clock yesterday. Mm. Too much work radio. I don't know. Mm. Anyway, I'm not going to gripe about that. But I want to talk about Zoom for a second because I love the beginnings of Zooms. There is you can already know how every Zoom starts. It is everyone's audio working? And then it's the ooh and ahs if someone has a background.
Oh, look at Jenny.
Yeah, if there's something interesting. If someone has found to advance the software than the typical normal user, everyone breaks that down. And I love it. I witnessed it. I witnessed something of the essence 2 times yesterday. And I was a big fan of it. I was laughing the whole time.
What was the second time? Now I want to know what the second
one was. Well, when we got in, everyone's like trying to make sure, you know, John's like, hey, all right, I'm here. There's like this whole... You know, I couldn't immediately get in because there's a queue. It's this whole, make sure everybody gets set up.
Well, like, I've only honestly done, like, Zoom. Like, I've been on Zooms for, like, different things, you know, with friends and, like, entertainment things, interviews with celebrities and stuff. But, like, meetings, I've probably only been on, like, 5 Zoom meetings. We don't really do Zoom meetings, and we're not asked to be on it. So, yesterday, the Zoom meeting that we had as a show with the sales crew, like, it was a lot of small talk in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
How's everybody doing?
That's
how's
normal.
It going? Is that how
every Zoom is that?
You have to have, like, 5-10 minutes of BS before you start.
Which I don't remember us ever doing that in in-person meetings.
In regular meetings? Yeah, we do, if we're waiting on someone. And yesterday, I had a Zoom with corporate that Roy was on, too, and we were waiting for one of our bigger bosses and Roy, because they were stuck in the queue. But then it was me entertaining everybody else on the Zoom call. So we're talking about Florida and Pittsburgh and all these other things. And I'm like texting the guys. I'm like, where are you? I'm running out of things to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm here. I'm in queue.
You come in. Lorraine's got this music playing. She's juggling. And like, got like a torch in her mouth.
Yeah.
And by the way, for the first 3 minutes, I've been talking. No one can hear me. I realize I'm muted.
You know. That's funny. All right. Zoom hell, everybody.
It's my day.
I'll tell you, my day is, my dad came over and he wanted to see Ruby, my daughter. My son was Union County was off school yesterday. So my son was up in the mountains at his grandma's house. So it was just me and Ruby and I'm walking and all of a sudden I see this car coming down like really slow. And I can tell it's my dad because of his front license plate is TWA, the old, I can't believe I just said that. I apologize for anybody who sees my dad in the Waxhaw area, but he's got his old airline TWA front license plate. So he came and we sat down and Ruby was doing chalk and there's planes like we're kind of in the approach to Charlotte Airport. And, you know, between like 4 and 5, it's nowhere near where it used to be. But planes come over and my dad goes, there's a 727.
He can tell.
Get the app. And I'm like, that's not a 727. It's not. Like my dad goes,
727's an old airplane.
There's a DC-9. I go, no, nobody flies those anymore. Like American, my dad, bless his heart, he's going to be 80 in October, and he's a retired airline pilot since the year 2000. He's been retired, and he's calling out airplanes that just don't exist anymore.
Yeah, 40 years ago.
You know what, you guys, I kind of felt bad because it was his expertise,
yeah.
And now he's just wrong. So I'm pulling out the app, and I'm like, no, Dad, that was an Embraer or whatever they call it.
Can't you just give him that then?
No, but in his defense, they made the new ones modeled off of the old one. So he might see that somewhere body and be like, yeah, that used to be the 727, but now it's the...
Called something else.
Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of sad. But I'm like, no, Dad. Like, he's like, hey, there's the Red Baron.
Just give him his moment.
Yeah, that's the Red Baron, Dad.
Give him his moment, man.
Red Baron.
Is that a Japanese bomber? No, Dad, you're safe. It's not a Japanese bomber flying over. 100. What about you, Loren? What did you do yesterday?
So I had an exciting Zoom meeting with corporate about my podcast that I do with my girlfriend, Barb, Mommyhood to Menopause. And I didn't realize that it was being considered for a national thing. I thought we were just talking about like putting it on the local
network. Yeah.
So we're like halfway through this meeting, and then I'm thinking to myself, oh God, this is a lot of pressure now. I don't know if I want to do it anymore.
You should have been like, all right, Loren, we now need this many episodes from you. We need this many seasons from you.
Yeah, it was a lot. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Then once the company finds out that they have somebody good, they want it.
We're going to broadcast you on multiple radio stations.
Yeah, so it was exciting, but definitely took me off guard. And then I spent the rest of the afternoon picking Nicole's outfits for the rest of the week for her to pay off our little bet from the weekend. And just to be completely obnoxious, Elena, my au pair, and I did flat lays for every single outfit that she's going to be wearing.
Which means?
It's like, it's a picture of like all of the clothes laid out, not on a body.
Right.
But like very prettily laid out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, she's going to be dressed up today. What? Give the early crowd, let them know. By the way, the early crowd, you guys missed it. Nicole paid off her bet yesterday, and you might not even know this. Go to our Insta, Facebook, or our Twitter and go look at the MRL show of Nicole in a dress for the first time in 10 years.
Yes, and then you'll also see the flat lay of her outfit from today. So it's like a sneak peek of what she's going to be wearing. She's got a dress, a floppy hat, a big blanket scarf, like your traditional blogger style for the fall.
At the MRL show. If you're not following us, you gotta follow it.
Yeah, we'll follow back. We follow everybody back. All right, quick song. We'll regroup here. And then we're going to talk about where you can get free coffee today for National Coffee Day.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
And the best 2 minute in, what is it?
That's a 2-minute, 12-second song from 24 K Golden called Mood. It's actually a really good song.
I love it. Song.
I wish it was longer. All right, so today is National Coffee Day, and a lot of places are offering deals. And
I wish I loved coffee.
I know. You can't take advantage today.
I know. Go ahead.
No, 7-Eleven, you can use your 7 Rewards app and get any size coffee for just $1. Dunkin', get a free medium or hot. Medium hot or iced coffee with any purchase.
Oh, I'm down with that.
Starbucks, order a grande or larger handcrafted beverage and get a free drink offer loaded right to your account. So you buy one and you get one free to your account.
I like that because then you could use it later. You don't have to get two right away.
And be a crackhead all day.
Yeah.
How you doing? Did you like your coffee? Happy National Coffee Day. What's going on with you?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. Krispy Kreme. Does anybody go to Krispy Kreme for the coffee?
Yeah, they have good coffee.
Do they?
I have Krispy Kreme coffee pods in my house.
I would imagine
that. How do you know? You just came out and said that you didn't like coffee.
I've heard. My mom loves it.
Okay. Yeah.
I would imagine anyone who sells donuts also has good coffee. Like, those two things go hand in hand.
Everyone can get a coffee for free, no purchase necessary, at Krispy Kreme. Mm. Yeah. They're free. Rewards members also get a free donut of their choice with that free coffee. Oh, my God. I'm going to Krispy Kreme today.
I'll go if the hot now sign's on.
Caribou Coffee. Buy any large beverage. Get 50% off any bag of prepacked beans to take home. There used to be a Caribou Coffee.
In South Park.
I don't know if it's there anymore.
I don't think it is.
Caribou Coffee.
I always thought that was like the coffee they put like in gas stations and stuff. Caribou Coffee.
Yeah. It was like anyway, the whole list, there's a bunch of other places too. But those are the big ones. So happy National Coffee Day.
Big fan of the smell. Can't stand the taste, but I one day wish I do enjoy it. But my fiance says I'm an addicting personality and I become weirdly hooked. So,
I drink one a day. Amanda will drink like probably two a day.
I guess I typically drink one. I might hit a wall at 2 o'clock and pick up another one.
Okay. 954 just texted and said, I just tried Dunkin' and they didn't know how to process the free coffee. I ended up paying for two coffees.
Oh, no.
What?
Dunkin'? What do you mean you don't know how to process a free coffee?
It's your big day.
It's called just hand it to someone. Yeah. It doesn't have to go through the computer.
Yeah.
It's called make coffee, hand it, transaction over.
Right. Yeah. You know what? Don't go to Dunkin'. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
No, they're not a sponsor this year anyway, Roy, so good for you.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
You probably have no idea, Roy, but the Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup last night.
Okay.
Do you know what sport that is?
That's hockey.
Yeah, it's good for
Stanley
you.
Cup.
It is hockey. That's right.
Yeah.
So this story comes out of Florida, where a neighbor called the sheriff's deputies last Wednesday night in Tampa after they heard someone screaming next door in their apartment, "Shoot, shoot!"
Oh, my gosh.
The call went to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department, who then showed up at the person's apartment door and realized that it wasn't a gun that they were yelling, "Shoot, shoot." It was the hockey game, and he and his friends were rowdy yelling for the Tampa Bay Lightning to shoot the puck.
Okay. I bet that got a huge police response, though. Someone yelling, "Shoot, shoot."
The caller told dispatcher someone was yelling loudly in the apartment, and they came to the door, thought there were guns in the house. We were like, "Nope, we're just screaming at the Tampa Bay Lightning." According to the sheriff's office dispatch report, the complainant told police he heard a couple screaming at each other, with one yelling, "I dare you to shoot." See what the witness heard?
You know, back when I was a 911 operator up in Roanoke County, I got a call. Like, if you had a call for screams for help, you'd sent a lot of people. Like, lights and sirens, of course, as you would hope.
Right.
And so someone said they kept hearing, like, screams. And they're like, are they screaming for help or are they just screaming? And they're like, "Well, I can't make it out," but they're like blood-curling screams. So I just put it in as screams for help and send everybody.
Better safe than sorry.
That's kind of what I thought. You know,
it's a good thing Roy was only there for a year.
Oh, dude, I have a lot of 911 stories involving how I shut down the airplane.
Everything was a code 10.
I put it in as an airplane crash when it was just a drone crash.
how many strikes do you get as a 911 dispatcher?
I wasn't like strikes. We're human. I don't know. But anyways, it was a goat. A goat that was screaming. And so we sent like five cops for some goats that were screaming loud.
Yeah, so. That's funny. So anyway, there was no shooting, but the congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning, who won the Stanley Cup late last night. They beat the Dallas Stars.
You know, you're telling me too. I know, like, the Penguins.
This is gibberish for him.
Do you know the Charlotte Checkers?
Yeah, they're in Charlotte, and they're not the big boys.
They're not. Who's the big boy team for Charlotte?
Hurricanes.
Not anymore.
The All-Stars.
They
have a new name?
They'll keep the Checkers name, but they have a new affiliate, and that is going to be the Florida Panthers.
Well, so now the Charlotte Checkers mind-boggling?
Are connected to the Florida Panthers.
I've just discovered, like, Tennessee Titans yesterday. So, like, just give me some time.
And that's football.
I know.
Okay.
When someone told me there was a Tennessee Titan, I was like, what?
That's a team. They used to be the Houston Oilers.
What?
All right, stand by, everybody. Lindsay is on hold. She says a guy lied to her at the bar. Wait to hear what he told her and how she busted him. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. It's 95.1.
All right, let's say hello to Brandy. Brandy, you're on with the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Hi.
Good morning, Brandy.
So I finally went back out, which was super exciting. I've been, like, staying in because of COVID and all of that. Mm-hmm. But I went out this weekend with some girlfriends. And it just seems like, I guess, nothing has changed in the dating world, I guess.
Mm.
There was this cute guy who came over and bought me and my friends drinks. And he said that he was a vet. And, you know, that's super cool. And so we're, like, asking questions and all of this. And he just, I think he was lying. I just think,
about
for whatever reason, about being a vet. He, like, didn't know, you know, we asked, like...
Like a veterinarian or, like, a vet who served our country?
Yeah, nope, sorry, veterinarian. Yeah.
Oh, I thought Stolen Valor for a moment.
Me too.
I was like, oh, man. You went to an army supply store and had too much fun.
What do you think he lied? Why was he? What did he say, like, about being a veterinarian that made you think he was lying? Maybe he wasn't.
He's just like, he couldn't answer any questions. Like, we asked, you know, we asked, like, where did he do his residency? And he just, like, didn't. He was like, I prefer not to say. And we asked him,
that's weird.
What is, and then what's the hardest animal to work on? Which seems like a pretty softball sort of question. And he had no idea. So it's just, it's like, why lie? Like, why do guys lie? I liked him.
Well,
and now I just think he's weird and creepy.
Because, Brandy, guys will do anything that they think will secure the deal.
But he didn't need to. She said she was already into him.
Yeah, but he has his own insecurities, and so he came up with this whole vetbeck story. I remember when Manny lied about his career. You say you were something?
I used to tell people I was a paleontologist until I caught one woman who goes, oh, really? What was your thesis? Your college thesis? And I was like, ah, I'll be right back.
Jurassic Park.
That dinosaurs evolved into birds. And that if you have a dinosaur park bet, then you're going to happen. That's my college thesis.
My thesis is that alligators are just modern dinosaurs.
I tell you, I mean, but I did it because, I mean, it was in the 90s when I was single and like, you know, dating and you know, in college and having fun. And I just did it because you needed a conversation starter. You needed to say something interesting. Like just being like, hey, I'm a college kid that works for, you know, this radio station.
So do you think this guy was embarrassed about what he does for a living then, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, what could you do you'd be embarrassed of?
Yeah, well, he might, like, just not have a job. But why make up something you know nothing about?
You're right. If I'm going to come up with a lie, I'm at least going to pretend like I know about it.
Right, do some, you know, homework first, I guess.
704 sent a text message in and said, ha-ha, maybe he's just a really bad veterinarian.
Maybe.
Listen, there's a veterinarian that said my dog was my dog that I grew up with as a child. Wishbone's now 17 years old. He was supposed to die 2 years ago. He's still kicking.
That's true. That dog was supposed to die before Woofer.
Yeah.
And Woofer's still at the vet.
He's blind, deaf, doesn't know what's going on, but he will not go towards the light, primarily because he's blind and can't see it.
Everything is the light.
Go towards the light, Wishbone.
I don't know where to go.
Brandy, if someone asked you what you did for a living, what would you say?
That I'm a teacher.
Is that true, or are you making that up?
Yeah, it is. I teach third grade.
Oh, okay.
What would be your cover story? Paleontologist? Yeah. Are you still going with that?
I'd get off paleontologist. Probably Space Force.
Space Force.
The new Trump Space Force.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. Uranus is awesome. That's what I'd say.
That sounds stupid.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
My private button that I was talking to Nicole on
went over the radio.
Went over the air.
Try it again.
All right. Whatever you do, do not tell Roy and Loren that I'm leaving. Did you guys hear that?
No.
Oh, good.
Okay. We'll fix that later. So here's some of the weird orders that Subway employees have received, you know, because you get to build the sub your way.
All right, Roy, what is your way before we get to that list? What do you like in your sub?
I like lettuce, spinach, cucumbers, tomatoes, black olives, green peppers for the toppings.
And what protein?
Oh. Well, it depends. I rotate. It's sometimes ham, sometimes chicken breast, sometimes shredded chicken. It's a revolving door of ideas. Never the turkey, because Subway's turkey is just not.
I usually get the chicken sandwich or the Philly.
The chicken bacon ranch is pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I get.
I have to be honest with you. I don't think I've eaten at a Subway in over 5 years.
Me too. Probably.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have one by me.
I eat there like twice a week. Literally, like twice a week.
You're definitely on the list.
Yeah, because, like, I'm just by it. It's just down from my house. Here's some of the weird orders they've received. A guy orders the same thing every day. 2 pounds of lettuce on a footlong. That's
really strange.
I'm not gonna lie, I've done something similar. I sometimes
just
get
lettuce. Order a salad then.
No, I sometimes get the veggie delight, which is nothing but vegetables
on bread.
On bread, okay. I stuff it full of veggies.
I'm not judging you.
The bread is the worst part, right? I mean, yeah.
Well, get this. I was getting the wraps from Subway because I thought they were healthier. And then the one girl's like, oh, I've noticed you've lost weight. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to eat wraps. She goes, just to let you know, there's more calories in the wraps than there are the bread.
Did it change your order that day?
No, because she already started the process.
You better believe the next time you went, he ordered the bread.
Uh-huh. Like, how is it possible that your wraps are more calories?
That's why I like Jimmy John's, because they do the
get a bucket.
The lettuce wrap.
Yeah. And then there's a place in South End, they'll scoop the bread out to reduce the carbs.
I think you can do that at Subway, too.
Oh, you can't
ask them to take the bread out, yeah.
Okay, so this is some of the weird orders. A steak and cheese sub with a half a bottle of ketchup on it.
Oh.
6-inch honey wheat, just condiments. Now, we're not talking about the vegetables, just the sauces.
Okay.
The honey wheat bread is good, though.
The honey wheat bread is really good, you're right.
No, I think that's healthier than white.
I think it is.
If you break it down.
I think it is. Even with the honey. Let's see, you're a foot long Italian with mayonnaise, salt, and pepper. Growing up as a kid, we did have mayonnaise and mustard sandwiches.
I was going to say, is that strange? Like, I feel like growing up in Pittsburgh, like when we got hoagies and like subs and stuff, that's how my family got Italian subs, with mayonnaise and salt and pepper.
No, oil, vinegar, and oregano. You got to do it Mike's way.
Huh.
Jersey Mike's. The number 13 Mike's way. Oh, I'm getting it today.
Well, this is about Subway. Don't steal their spotlight.
We've already talked about Jimmy John's.
Some other South End Subways I love. Subway Max. All right. This is a tuna. This is another weird order that Subway gets. A tuna sandwich, extra pickles, and two Splendid packages on top.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. You're putting sugar on a tuna sandwich?
Uh-huh. A black olive sandwich with just a little bit of ham. Manny, you said she's got to be. You said it's got to be the olive oil.
Yeah. Well,
the oil and vinegar, mm-hmm. or whatever. How about this one? A cold cut combo, foot long, with an entire bottle of oil on top.
That thing is swimming and soggy, dude. But I get what they're trying to go with.
Yeah.
It's making my mouth water because it's so tangy.
Ooh,
you know.
You like that?
Oh, I love that.
That passes.
I tell them when I go to Jersey Mike's to make my bread swim in the oil vinegar.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. I'm more of like the mayonnaise mustard guy.
Okay.
And then lastly, it's a foot-long bread with just cherry tomatoes on top.
All right.
Guy only ate the tomatoes, threw away the bread after. That makes sense.
That is funny. All right. Thank you, Roy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
KKS95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Lorraine. KKS95.1.
We got to give a shout out to Amber. She's texting in and says, I wanted to say that I love listening to y'all's morning show during the week. She did the heart emoji. I've been a fan of the show for a little over a year. I hope you'll have a great day. Amber. Get the rap horn. You get our love. Thank you for listening to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Somebody else who listens to the Manny Roy in the Room Show and shot a DM to at the MRL Show is Jeremy. Jeremy, hey, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Jeremy in Charlotte, how are you?
I'm okay.
That was convincing.
Yeah, what's wrong?
I think we woke him up to get him on this early.
Oh, okay.
But it was the only spot we had for him today. But you have an interesting situation going on, Jeremy. I read it. Tell Roy and Lorraine and everyone else what's going on in your world. You met the perfect person, and she wants to get married to you. But
Yeah. So let me just say, I mean, perfect. I mean, she's amazing. I just want to make that clear. Met her a couple years ago. She lives in ATL now. And the thing is, she's ready to get married. She's ready to get married. She wants to get married. But I'm only 25. That's not where my head's at. And she's so nice, and I don't have the heart to end things with her.
Wait, so you want to end things with her? You don't have the heart to?
Yeah, I mean, she wants to get married. I know that. So
yeah, but what else is going on? Why do you want to dump her altogether?
Because I know that's what she wants right now. I know I'm not even, my parents are divorced. I'm not someone who's going to get married. I'm only 25. Okay. So like, I don't see me getting married anytime soon.
Do you think you'll never get married?
I don't want to say never, but like not for a long time, maybe 10 years.
Until I'm old, like 30.
He's 25. Let me get a little older, like 30. But you said something interesting when you DM'd us. What's your question? How do you want us to help you? I want you to say it.
I guess I want her to break up with me. So I was wondering maybe you had some ideas.
Right.
How funny is that?
So you don't feel like the bad guy.
How funny is that? He doesn't have the heart to break up with this woman, Loren. So he has to ask us, what can he do so that she gets so mad she ends it with him? I've got a list. I worked on it last night. But you give me your advice first, Ren.
I say just tell her what you're telling us, because I'm pretty sure at that point she'll break up with you.
Yeah. Huh. You know, Jeremy, just tell her to listen to the Meanie Roy and the Ren Show. Yeah. No, I mean, well, one, I think it is fair to say that you're okay. Like, if you really wanted to break this down, Jeremy, if you just told her, hey, you're not ready for a relationship, like to be in marriage, she's either going to run or she's going to wait it out, one of the two, right? Like, that's what's going to happen. So maybe you should be honest and not connive your way to get her to break up with you. But if you did want to connive your way to get her to break up with you, very easy. Go get drunk and party every night.
Yeah, I mean, you said she lives in the ATL, which is Atlanta, I'm guessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're long distance already.
Yeah, go post photos with you hanging around other women. Easy.
That was one of my things, is like, because you're long distance, if you want her to break up with you, when she texts you or calls you, don't answer.
Mm-hmm. And you just ghost her?
Yeah,
you know I'm the ghost master.
Yeah, I know you are. Are you afraid that if you're honest with her, then she'll wait for you, and then there'll be added pressure?
Oh. Yes, that's exactly it. Like, she's so sweet. She's so in love. And I love her too,
but
I just think she would wait. She'd be like, "Oh, he'll change."
Okay. Well, let's be clear. You don't love her. Okay, and that's okay for you to say that. You're not a bad guy.
That's not
for saying
fair.
That.
Maybe he loves her. He's in a different place than she is.
Then
you can love someone and not be in love with them and ready to get married.
Yeah.
But what are you talking? Why you say yes? She just argued against your point.
Because I disagree with you guys. Oh. We really don't have time to break it down. That's not love. If he's sitting here wants to come up with the conniving ways on how to get her to break up with him, y'all are fools if you think he loves her.
No, I don't think he loves her, but I do understand the fact that if he feels like that if he's honest with her, then she'll say, oh, I'll wait for you, or I'll be patient, or I don't need to get married, and she'll end up settling.
What's the big deal in that? Wait. If you still enjoy each other and you still like to date each other.
I don't think he really wants to marry her.
Then therefore, he's not really in love with her.
But he's afraid that if he tells her, like, she's going to say, then, okay, I'll wait till you are ready. And he doesn't want to go down that path. He just wants to move on right now. But he doesn't have the heart to break up with her because she's so sweet.
And then, therefore, he doesn't love her, so get out.
Put your big girl panties on. Call her and tell her it's over.
I think believe it or not, Jeremy, I ride in with you. I'm like, there's things you can do so you don't look like the bad one in the relationship, and she eventually gets bored with you or mad at you.
Oh,
and
God.
Then breaks up with you.
You know what? But that's how you start a long tradition of D-bags.
And you're going to screw her up in the long run. Just just cut her loose and let her go find someone else.
You know what, Manny? You're giving advice on exactly why people call this show and complain on it. It's so difficult today because people are jerks.
Like you.
Yeah.
If there wasn't plastic between us right now, a barrier during COVID, I'd be over there in front of you two yelling. Jeremy, here, I wrote down a couple. You want her to break up with you? Don't laugh when she laughs. That's always awkward.
Okay.
Don't text her back. Every show she says you need to stream on Netflix or Hulu, tell her it's a bad show and you don't know what she sees in it.
That's dumb.
These are all good. She's eventually going to get the hint.
And do long pauses, especially if she's telling a story. Don't even engage or respond. Just long pauses.
So, Jeremy, yesterday I took this long walk down the street and I saw the cutest French bulldog.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect. That's good. I like that.
Anything else?
Dude, the long pause.
Yeah. Anything else? Good luck, dude. I don't know what to tell you. There's things you can do. I understand that you don't want to end it with her, but I'm the only one that understands you, Jeremy, and it's not right, but I understand you.
You just don't want to end it because it's uncomfortable.
No, you want her to break up with him so he still walks out like he's like, hey, I didn't dump her. She dumped me.
But he wants to dump her.
He doesn't want to dump her.
So you're the fake good guy?
Yes! Now you've got it!
Yeah. I just don't want it to be sad. I want it to be like Inception, like it was her idea.
Oh, we just got a text from 704 that says this is pure evil.
Yeah! It's not. I'm going to wait for a text from someone, Jeremy, and I'll read it. We gotta go to a song and a break, but I'll read it on the other side of this break here in less than 10 minutes if someone says, here's a way to break up with her, have her to break up with you, Jeremy. If anybody else has ever been in this position, and I'm sure you have, where you tried to get someone to break up with you because you didn't have the heart to do it.
Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. How do you convince people to break up with you?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
You know, there was a bet between Loren and Nicole lost the bet. And as a punishment of losing the bet, Nicole, who has tattoos and undercut, wears cool swaggy clothes, has to dress like Loren, which she's your stereotypical feminine blogger.
Make no mistake, I lost. I don't think anybody...
You know, we're getting a lot of people who's supporting you.
Literally, I pulled up the picture from yesterday because we have it posted at the MRL show on Instagram. The first comment I saw is PSL, but it says pumpkin spice lesbian. Yeah.
That's our pumpkin spice lesbian.
Yeah, go me. The only one I saw was tragic, and I agree.
No. Oh, my gosh. You have no idea how many positive reviews you got yesterday.
Yeah, people love it, Nicole.
How do these hats stay on?
They sit on the crown of your head.
By the way, Nicole today is dressed, and you can see it yourself if you want to hop on our Instagram at the MRL show. At the MRL show on Instagram. Nicole is dressed in a tight green dress with a scarf. A very full scarf and a wonderful hat with your hair down.
Yep. Yeah.
She's got booties on, the true blogger booties, and the scarf is the blanket scarf that you see every blogger with. And, of course, she also has her Starbucks cup today, too.
Yeah. Why are you out of breath?
Do you understand that this is an ab workout keeping this in? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand. Like, I have to stand up straight so, A, like... my legs are in, and then I can't move because then the dress will go up, and then I also can't breathe.
Loren, you wear it all the time. How do you remain composed while wearing something like
this? Oh, it's terrible, dude. I don't know why anybody wants to live this life. But...
Listen, when Uptown was busy here with the banking community, there's a lot of people that dress like this every morning, like starting at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
and they deserve their full salary.
But Audra Rose on Instagram says, you look so cute. Daisy says, you look good in anything. And then Naturally Charming says, wait, that's Nicole.
Yeah, so two people, like, on my own Instagram, one person DM'd me and said that because the picture I posted, they were so confused that they went to the profile to see. They're like, who's this person I follow? And that someone else sent it to me thinking it was my femme doppelganger.
Your femme doppelganger. Here's a great comment. This is proof that you look good in anything, girl.
Yeah. I also look decent in my other clothes.
a lot of people, I'm on Instagram Live right now. A lot of people are saying you can rock anything. You look great, Nicole. And by the way, let me throw this in too. Good for you to own up on the bet, because you easily could have just driven away early this morning to get out of this.
Yeah, you're being a good sport about this.
We're only 2 days in, though. There's 3 days left, and I know Loren's got the entire wardrobe picked out for the rest of the week. But
how does the hat? I don't understand.
How hats stay on?
Like that? We'll
stay on Instagram Live and go check out the pictures of the full photo shoot up at the MRL Show on Insta, Twitter, and Facebook. Good for you, Nicole.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Kelly and Gaffney, good morning.
Good morning.
Throw Lorenz out so we can throw you a year supply of Cheerwine.
All right,
Loren,
get out.
I'm going, Kelly.
All right, Loren's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear the question.
Kelly, a first-timer. Have fun. Here we go. Yes. Chrissy Teigen is on the mend after pregnancy complications landed her in the hospital. Who's her husband?
John Legend.
And Kimye enjoyed a date night over the weekend. The two went to a friend's wedding Saturday night. What Kardashian couple makes up Kimye?
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Selena Gomez opened up about the song Lose You to Love Me, saying it was a song that killed her to write, but she needed to do it to get closure with her pop star ex. Who is that?
Justin Bieber.
Question four. Last night was Disney night on Dancing with the Stars. This Tiger King star got sent home.
Carol Baskin.
Question five, the live-action musical adaptation of Cinderella is back in production, starring this former Fifth Harmony star, who is now dating Shawn Mendes, we think.
Camila Cabello.
All right, come on in, Loren.
Loren's going to do well. I think it's going to be tough.
I can see Loren stepped up her game today, too, wearing something that matches what Nicole was wearing.
Yeah,
you're looking very trendy.
Thanks.
Lorraine, did Kelly get them all correct? We're not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong to the very end. Free cheer one for a year is up for grabs.
That'd be nice. All right, Chrissy Teigen is on the mend after pregnancy complications landed her in the hospital. Her husband is?
John Legend.
Kimye enjoyed a date night over the weekend. The two went to a friend's wedding on Saturday night. What Kardashians make up Kimye?
Kim and Kanye.
Selena Gomez opened up about the song Lose You to Love Me, saying it was the song that really killed her to write, but she had to do it to get closure from her longtime ex. His name is?
Justin Bieber.
Last night was Disney night on Dancing with the Stars, and this Tiger King got sent home.
Carol Baskin.
I called it. I said she'd make it 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And the live-action musical adaptation of Cinderella is back in production, starring this former Fifth Harmony star, who is now dating Shawn Mendes, or so we think they're still together, at least.
Camila Cabello.
All right, 5-5. It's a tie. You got 37 wins, Lorraine.
Kelly, great job. Not quite a win. It is a tie. You know what we want to hear.
I'm Kelly, and I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Kelly.
All right, have a great day.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Kelly, why do you think Josh is cheating on you? You said you found something?
We've been together for like 2 years, so, you know, sometimes I do his laundry. And I found a business card in his pocket, which, not a big deal. It was just for like a printing company. But on the back, I see that someone has kissed it with their lipstick, left the lip print, and written Erica and a phone number and a little note that says, "You better call me!" Exclamation point. And I'm a little concerned about that, and I was a little shy to ask him about it, so I figured I'd wear the roses it.
Did you happen to call the phone number?
I would.
I would, too.
I did, yes. And this, you know, it was like a little woman, mouthy-sounding voicemail that I got that was like, "Hey, it's Erica, leave a message up." You know, it was just like a voicemail, but definitely a girl.
Lorraine, would you have left a message?
Absolutely.
What would you have said, like, "Hey, I found..."
Nope. I would have left a very professional message that says, "I have something of yours. If you could call me back," just to get her on the phone.
Oh, my God.
And then mentor into her.
Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And that is why you're on the radio, and that is why Kelly needs our help.
Yes. I want it personal. Yeah, I want to talk to her.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get Josh on the phone. Let's confront him with this. Now, it's going to be important for you to stay quiet, okay? And let's figure out what he puts on the note, because that could tell us a lot, all right?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to dial up a cell phone. Here we go, guys.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Is this Josh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Josh, are you, did I catch it about time?
Mm.
You're good to talk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Josh, my name is Mary. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my phone call today is to inform you that you have won a dozen free red roses on Instagram. We were doing a tag contest and one of your friends tagged you in our post and we selected you to get these roses.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? Like, can you talk? Okay. Josh, do you have someone that you'd like to send these roses to?
Mm-hmm.
Josh, can you hang on just 1 second?
Mm.
Okay, thanks, Josh. I'll just be right back.
Kelly.
Is he taped? Is he? What was that?
No,
is his mouth taped shut?
I have no idea.
What should he be doing right now? It's 12:45. Should he be at lunch, at work? What's he doing?
Yeah, he should be at work right now. I don't know what the grunting thing is about.
Is that not normal behavior? Are you sure we're talking to him?
I don't know. I haven't even heard a voice. I mean, if you called the number I gave you, it's him. But
oh, my God. Well, he said it was him.
I know, but...
All right, we're going to go back to him, but if he doesn't talk, we're hanging up.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, then we can't do a war with a grunt.
Right, okay. All right.
What do I write on the card?
Hey, hold on.
Okay, Josh, thanks for holding.
Sorry, I'm in a better spot now.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
Perfect. So, Josh, who would you like to send these romantic roses to? I just need a name, and I'll get the address from you at the end.
Yeah, you can send them to Erica.
Okay, to Erica. And what would you like to put on the card inside these roses?
You can put right back at you.
That's it? Just right back at you?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does it matter?
She'll know what it means, I assume?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it means. Josh, what's going on? Who's Erica?
What's with the grunting?
Yeah. I have reason to believe that you were near coworkers and you don't want them to know that you're cheating on Kelly.
I have reason to believe Erica was next to you and you didn't want to think that.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I kind of do, too.
Oh, it's in the middle of the work day.
What the hell is going on? Who the hell's on the phone?
Oh, hi. It's the Maine, you're on the Red Morning Show. This is War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters, and you are clearly a cheater.
Whoa.
Clearly.
Okay. Yeah, nice to meet you, too, dude.
Yeah. Well, you know, your girlfriend Kelly called us for some help. She thought you were cheating, and clearly you sent the roses to Erica. So what's going on, dude?
Who's Erica? How'd you meet?
She's my dental hygienist.
Oh, my God.
Are you at the dentist right now?
Yeah. Yes, I'm at the dentist.
Why was her name on the back of a printer business card for a printing company?
I got a cleaning. I'm getting a cavity filled.
Was she cleaning your teeth when you answered?
She's cleaning something.
No, they were putting the filling in.
Putting a filling in, and you were able just to walk away from the chair to talk to
us.
Everything you're saying is bull. It doesn't matter.
You're always insinuating stuff that's not true.
It's not.
I always think I'm cheating on you.
What do you mean?
You're
dental hygienist, Josh. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, she's the person they always give to me at the office, okay? At the dentist. So
no,
we do this
you're done.
Now.
We're done. This is bull. Have a nice life.
Whatever. Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah, good riddance.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You're okay with this.
Well, this was a strange War of the Roses. Kelly, I'm sorry about that.
I mean, I'm going to say good riddance, too, because obviously...
Nobody here thinks he was with a dental hygienist, right?
No.
Like, that was the weirdest...
I mean, that may be how he met her, but I...
I mean, I think she was drilling him, but I don't know if it
was...
Yeah. Yeah.
Kelly, good luck with everything, okay? At least you know now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Just had a crazy War of the Roses. And Jeremy claimed that he was at the dentist getting tooth work done and was grunting.
Uh-huh.
We think he was probably laying next to someone else and didn't want to talk in front of her. But
yeah. Well, we found an article that is kind of right on par with the whole cheating. And it's kind of right on par with our show this week.
Oh, yeah.
Producer Nicole is dressing up in outfits that she's not normally, wouldn't normally wear as part of paying off a bet from the Virginia Tech NC State game. But this woman is punishing her cheating husband in a very interesting way.
Okay.
So in a Facebook post, she said, "Have you ever had a cheating husband that you wanted to punish? And instead of getting a divorce, I decided to do this. He must go out once a week wearing the most ridiculous outfits that you can imagine." She writes alongside the photo that he is dressed in a little girl's aqua overalls that are shorts with a pink lace trim and matching pink shirt and a hat. He's also riding a pink bike that has a sign on it that says, "This is my desperate cheating husband's punishment."
Oh.
And people are saying, "Does the punishment fit the crime?" I think she's being nice. I don't think it fits the crime at all.
I'm looking at a picture of it now.
I mean, does this really make it right, though, for
no,
her?
Right. No.
Yeah, this is just humiliating.
In fact, I would do that. I would make him do that, and then I'd break up with him anyway.
I knew where you were going with that. I knew that's what you were going
to
say.
I'd be like, "Oh, yeah, we can get past this." I'd do this to him, and then I'd serve him with divorce papers.
You are so savage. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, there's different ways to get back at people that cheated on you. We know that you got the fire pit. You throw all of his clothes out into the fire pit.
Yep.
If you were going to get back at Dal for cheating, what's the one thing that would make him, like, really, like, what's his prized possession that you would get?
I think I would go for his gun collection.
Ooh. Jeez, Loren, and then do what with it?
Show him how to use it? No, I think I'd just get rid of it. I'd, like, sell them all off.
Oh, and they're worth money?
Yeah.
And so the bigger thing that would upset me the most is if you sold them for, like, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you sold
it. Take it. What do you want? $20?
$5 for the same thing?
Yeah.
Man. It's all yours. That would hurt the most.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
If a man, this is going to sound so dumb, but like my prized possessions are my lawn tools. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about my prized possessions. And like besides like, you know, some of my memory, like my memory books,
yeah,
you know, from things from the past, like my, like if she sold my weed eater, my backpack blower, my lawnmower, like I'd be upset at her. I'd be like, "No, not that stuff."
You do have a whole professional setup. You even wear, because Manny came over to help me with yard work. He wore like a bright neon road reflector thing.
To look,
yes, he did. Yes, you did. It was a long sleeve neon green.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did. You know what it is?
You look like you're about to do construction on the side of 485.
It's a soccer goalie. You know how the goalie in soccer wears a different color shirt? Mm. Yeah, that's what I was wearing. But we want to know, how did you get back at your cheater? 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. How did you get back at an ex? You can give us a telephone call, 704-570-9595.
This is after we found a woman on Facebook who made her cheating husband dress in just a ridiculous outfit, like pink aqua overalls and a pink shirt, and have a sign that says, "I'm a cheating husband."
And Loren thinks that he got off on, like, easy.
I do.
Loren also thinks that she's going to slap the divorce papers on him after he goes through this humiliation.
Absolutely.
All right, let's say hi to Gabe and Cherville. Hey, Gabe.
What's up?
Hey, man, what'd you do?
Oh, well, I put Bengay in all their underwear.
Now, would that make things, is that the thing yeah. that makes it nice and
it
icy?
Burns, burns? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't wash it out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
How'd you catch the person cheating?
Instagram, actually.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's savage. You guys think I'm bad. He put Bengay in somebody's underwear.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gabe. I saw you writing, taking notes during that phone caller. And
let's talk with Bridget and Hickory. Hey, Bridget, what'd you do?
Hey. Well, I stuck out for the long haul. I actually stayed friends with him. So, you know, we saw each other every now and again. And made him fall back in love with me. And it's still been 8.5 years. And he begs me on a daily basis to take him back.
Wow, so your whole plan is to drag him through the mud slowly and so that he grovels to you and for you for 8 years? That's your revenge?
Yeah.
She played the long game.
Wow.
And still, I enjoy it on a daily basis. I know that sounds horrible, but he put me through hell. So sorry.
Yeah, I get it. Has there been any furniture moving in those 8 years?
Yeah.
We both get something out of it.
She's like, I'm not a zombie, Mamie. Thanks, Bridget.
We got a text from 828 that says, I took the dog. I also had a friend. I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but she kicked over his Harley.
Oh, my gosh. That's harsh.
Yeah.
704 says we wanted to take a trip up to the mountains, and he broke up with me, and I took the vacation by myself. No regrets.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And post pictures about how fun it is and how great it was.
Well, find the hottest guy in the room and post a picture with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, keep them coming. How did you get back at your cheating ex? We'll take phone calls and post up a whole bunch of these texts we didn't get to on the Rap Party podcast.
Yes, which you can download it wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Just type in the Manny War of the Rim Morning Show and we pop up.
I'd love to share with you guys in less than 10 minutes. I was standing in my driveway yesterday and something fell on my wife. Oh. Out of the tree. And it's not bird poop.
Okay.
And it was alive.
Oh my gosh, an animal? I cannot wait to hear this. It's coming up next.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, if anything ever fell on your head, I know it's a strange question, but when you hear my story, maybe you'll understand better. 704-570-9595. When did something strange fall on your head? We were standing outside in our driveway yesterday, like we normally do with the neighbors kind of hanging out. And I have this tree that gives us the only bit of shade in our driveway. And we were under it, and it kind of like hangs over the driveway. And Amanda was standing in this one spot, and I heard something like above, and I just kind of like looked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see anything. It wasn't too loud. It was just kind of like a, like, like that, like, yeah. You know, soft sounding, but okay. It was something. And I'm like, oh, it's a bird fluttering around up there. And then Amanda's sitting there, and next thing you know, she's like, ooh, ah, wah, and starts doing the something's on my neck thing, right? And then so she does the shake of the shirt. Y'all, a little lizard fell out.
Did she lose it?
Oh, my gosh. She was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Immediately went in and took a bath and got cleaned up. Aww. And the poor lizard, when it was on the ground, like a little gecko, you know?
Uh-huh.
It was just like shaking.
Shocked. Yeah, like, what just occurred?
He was as shocked as she was. Yeah. You think he wanted to fall out of the tree and land in a redhead's hair?
That poor lizard fell and then got flung.
And then got flung. Like, went down her shirt. Now it smells like perfume. Yeah. And it smells like a beautiful gecko. And it was just sitting there, and it just, you know what's so funny is we looked at it, and it just stood. It was like,
it's just shook. You know, maybe in that moment, he realized he was a gay gecko.
Get me out of here.
He's like, I don't like this.
Most fabulous trip ever.
Him falling into the shirt of a female, man. It shocked him.
What about you, Roy, up there in the country? I mean, have you ever had anything fall on your head?
Fall on my head?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely bird poop multiple times. Like, I've had that, like, three.
Now, do
like,
you consider that good luck? Supposedly, that's good luck.
It's just what people say to you to make you feel better.
Yeah.
After you got pooped on.
And it's happened from when I was a kid to when I was an adult. In fact, I was at the Walmart when I was a little kid, and it pooped right on me, and I started crying, but I wouldn't stop crying. And the staff at Walmart felt so bad, they gave me a free T-shirt because it was all over my face and all over my shirt.
What kind of bird? What was it, a falcon?
Dude, you're right. It was a lot before they came out of that thing.
When you're a little kid, everything looks like a falcon.
That's true, too. Yeah. That is really true.
This wasn't like an animal or anything, but when we moved into our house now, a mirror that Cash had pulled off the wall fell onto my mother's head and shattered.
Ooh, wow.
And she had glass all in her hair. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm afraid to look. Like, I feel like you're going to need stitches. Nothing. Not even a cut.
I remember a friend of mine was standing like underneath a tree and a cat fell out.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then the cat scurried back up.
Like this one, 828 just said, I had a squirrel fall 30 feet out of a tree and land right beside me.
I'll catch you, little buddy.
Is there anything more annoying than like when, not like it's not an animal falling out of a tree or something, but like you're at home and you're like, you're down on your hands and knees, either getting something up off the carpet or like plugging something in, and then something falls off like the table and, you know, on top of you and like rolls off and hits you, a kid's toy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if Elmo falls off the counter and hits you on the head while you're down there and starts laughing at you. It's so humiliating.
You can join the conversation. 704-570-9595. 843 says, I had a slug fall into my hair out of a tree. My husband watched me jump out of my skin. Took him 20 minutes to get it out of my hair.
He was probably laughing so hard because she was freaking out. Like, I could see Dallas doing that.
Now this one from 910, we've all done it. It's walking through a spider web. And this person says, I walked into a spider web one morning going to work in the dark, almost threw my hip out because I was doing Bruce Lee moves. But have you guys ever walked through a spider web that was really strong?
Yes.
And like it broke, but still it was
sticky all like, over you.
Dang, this is a strong, I'm spider dinner in a minute.
They're writing spiders.
Would you get stuck? The spider's like, I got a begging.
Let's talk about this. I didn't take down your web yesterday. 704 said, during my bestie's wedding, me and another bridesmaid got pooped on by a bird. I'm telling you, this happens a lot. Oh, Roy, you like this one. When I was younger, I was on the computer and my mother fell through the ceiling right above me. We had to push her back up.
Oh, push her back up.
Why did it happen to you?
I did. I could fall on top of you at any moment.
Roy fell through the vent in the floor.
Yeah, it was a big vent, like them old homes. That's how they used to heat the upstairs.
One of my favorite moments of the MRL show.
Yeah.
I loved that. All right, quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a list. We love these lists that we find online. If someone does this on the first date, do not date them. Less than 10.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So there's a couple things that people might do on a first date that if they do, could be a total red flag. And you probably shouldn't date them.
Showing up late, maybe?
Definitely on the list.
Well, give me a bell. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now let's see if Roy can get one. Doing something on a first date that is a red flag.
I would say French kissing.
Making out on the first date, not on the list.
Oh.
No.
Well, if she doesn't or he doesn't respond and you go in with tongue wide open, then yeah, that's a red flag.
I've heard the first date tongue is a shocking discovery.
Well, there's a bunch on this list, so I'm just going to go through them real quick.
Okay.
If they don't text you when they're late.
Yeah.
If they show up late.
Just being a decent human there.
See, now I like this one. I don't know if I'd like it on a first date, but I enjoy when Dallas does this for me. It's ordering on your behalf.
Nope, can't do it. I got in trouble for it Saturday.
I love that. Like, I like that you paid attention enough to know what I would like.
Yeah. Then that's so, by the way, unlike you.
I know.
A guy doing anything for you, you would stab him. Like, he's like, I can do it myself.
Yeah, on a normal basis. But I don't know why I found that. I find that, like, so endearing and chivalrous.
And that's why women are impossible to read. Right? Because right? One minute it's chivalrous. The next minute it's, I don't want that today. I'll do it myself.
I can order it myself.
Now, back to Roy real quick, because this happened on Saturday, and we all hung out Saturday night after you went to dinner. But you ordered for Sterling, but you didn't do what Dal did. Like,
no. So we were at the P.F. Chang's, and I ordered two pork egg rolls. And then once the guy left, Sterling said, I really wish you would talk to me about that. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, I don't want no pork egg rolls.
Why wouldn't he just say that while the guy's at the table then?
And I said, well, they're not for you. They're for me.
For me.
And he said, then why'd you get two? I said, that's the portion it comes in.
It does come in twos. And if you don't want one, I'll have it.
Yeah. If you don't eat yours, guess what? It's going down this guy's mouth.
See, I'll say something if I don't want it. I'm like, yeah, I'm not in the mood for that tonight.
No. That is gutsy, though, because we're talking about things that are red flags on a first date. Yeah. So imagine sitting down with someone on a first date being like, she'll have the salad, the kale salad, and I'll have the wedge salad.
Let me tell you when I think that's appropriate. Like, maybe you're going for sushi and you really talk this place up and you're like, you gotta try the pink lady roll or whatever it is.
If it's your home restaurant and it's your where you feel comfortable, then yeah, you say, you gotta try this.
Let me tell you, when I go to Barcelona in South End, it's like one of my favorite restaurants. It's where I proposed to Sterling. That's how much I love this restaurant. Anyone who goes with me, I'm ordering for everybody because I know the menu. I'm like, you're trying this, we're getting this, it's tapas, we're ordering all this. Yeah.
And we would trust you to do that.
Yes. I'm like, I know what to eat here.
Yeah, these are the things that if someone does on a first date, you probably shouldn't date them. If they comment on what you're eating, if they don't mention their ex. Now, listen, you're traditionally not supposed to talk about your ex on a date, but if you ask the question and they feel uncomfortable talking about it, probably because there's more of a story there. And they're also guilty.
I did not talk about my ex on the first date.
If they get sloshed.
I badmouthed mine, I'm sure.
I'm sure I did, too.
Make myself look good. Like, oh, my poor ex. So many issues financially, struggled. Like, her home was a wreck. I had to always clean it. Alas, it didn't work.
Yeah. And finally, if they do this on a date, you probably shouldn't date them. If they mansplain you on something. That's it.
Mansplaining is a really bad thing.
No, you're not using the pepper grinder right here.
Yeah, let me show you how to use the chopsticks.
Yeah.
How about this one? How about somebody texted in 704 said sitting on the same side on the first date.
Couples do that and I hate it.
I kind of like it.
Why?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
You can't see each other. And by the way, the right angle is the worst angle. Like, nobody wants to see that side of you.
But if it's an anniversary, like, I might want to cuddle with you.
Cuddle? This is a restaurant to eat. You're not watching a movie. This is not the time for that. You're not playing footsie underneath the table.
In all fairness,
Loren goes to restaurants where couches are the chairs at a restaurant.
That's a thing?
Oh, yeah.
That must
like
be
like a little loungy type place where, you know that, like Queen Park Social has the couches with the table and they bring food over.
No, I got a booth, and then I got to pray that the table's not bolted down so I can fit in.
Not anymore, bud. You're doing your steps.
I thought we didn't sit at booths, by the way.
That's the restaurants I go to. No, it's a flip of the coin. Like, I am now fitting in some booths, so, like, the Chili's I got in just fine.
All right, I got one for you real quick. 828 says, you shouldn't do this on a first date. You shouldn't chew with your mouth open. But now the question is, would you say something to that person? Is that appropriate to do on a first date?
If you are an open mouth chewer, I want you to do it on the first date so I know what I'm getting myself into.
Good. Okay, that's what I thought.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So there was a bet between Nicole and Loren, and our Loren won the bet.
Not by anything she did, by the way.
Nope, it was involving a football game.
Hey, I just knew who to go with.
Now, Nicole has to dress like Loren, a blogger, for a whole week. And if you don't know what Nicole looks like, you can always see photos of her at the MRL show. But she has an undercut, tattoos, wears swaggy clothes. She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now she's going to look like a blogger that is doing photo shoots for the fall season.
Well, she always gives me a hard time about my blog, so I figured it was fitting.
Oh, this is so good. Today, what is she wearing, Ren?
So she's got on a green sweater dress, the blanket scarf that you see every blogger wear, booties. She's got her Starbucks cup in hand, And again, she's got on Kendra Scott earrings and a green floppy hat that matches her dress.
Pictures are up at Twitter, Insta, and Facebook of her outfit today.
She looks really good. Like, really, really good, and I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, like, you actually look like a blogger.
Yeah.
Yesterday, not so much, to be honest. You didn't pull that look off. That's just my opinion.
So, wow. A lot of people are saying that on social media, but I'm getting blamed for it, by the way. To my defense, I didn't know Nicole's sizes that point. I didn't know, I literally was flying blind for the first day. We can't all have 100.
You know what this is? This is like what you hear... Hollywood, like people in Hollywood, right? Like, I just watched Judy with Judy Garland, and it's like, they don't have control. Kelly Clarkson talked about the same thing, like when she went on tour. You don't have control of your outfits and your look. Like, there is people that do that for you. Your job is to, like, sing or dance. Your job isn't wardrobe, so it sucks when producer Nicole's job is to just pay off the bet, and yet people are like, not a great outfit.
Yeah,
and she's like, I didn't even do this.
But by the way, it's a bet payoff. Like, right. It's not all supposed to be great.
Sure. It's supposed to be bad.
Right.
But today's good. Like, you could actually probably start a blog with what you did today.
So wait, is the rumor true? Because I'm hearing that people are like, hey, want to collab? DM me.
Yeah, I got a couple offers on the table.
Oh my God, you're going to be, by the end of the week, you're going to like somehow get paid to wear people's clothes and you're going to quit radio.
Are any of those collabs true, Lorraine, when somebody's like collab?
No, when they comment on your photo. Like, I tried to delete them out.
I get the collabs. I'm not even a blogger and I'm like, hey, Roy, DM us. We'd love to collab. It's like some men's watch.
Roy,
like,
back off. This is my moment.
Okay. You know what? You're right. I'm so sorry.
These are my collabs, and you know what? I'm going to make them come true.
You're so right. I'm so proud of you to have collaborations.
Shop. This one has 122,000 followers. Why is it not true?
Oh, I'm sure that's real then. Yep. They didn't pay for those followers.
All right, I'm going to follow you.
How mad would Lorraine be if, like, you started, like, getting more likes on your blog, Weaver and Wedges?
It just blew up.
Let's be honest.
Hey, I'm a niche.
She is a niche. She would probably do really well.
My favorite thing was Pumpkin Spice Lesbian. That was mine.
That was mine, too.
Yeah, she did that. She's hashtagging it on everything.
Yes, now, Pumpkin Spice Lesbian.
Someone's like, I can't believe it. She has the blogger pose on lock.
Oh, I'm posing her in those photos. Make no mistake. She's very awkward when taking
this them. Chick can pull off any look. She's killing it.
She tried to put my leg up, but the way that she put my leg up, it was honestly, A, I either looked like I had to pee, or B, it looked like I was in the middle of falling.
So let me tell you. It's called a pony. You know how you see, like, horses, like, pop that front leg?
Yeah, it's called the pony.
The pony.
Yeah.
And let me comment on the pony just for a moment, because when I was watching you do it, I could tell that you were really uncomfortable with it.
But it looks amazing.
And the photo, it looks so good.
That's what I feel like.
The
play
pony.
It again. Play the noise. That's what I feel.
You're the pony. That is so good.
The pony means something entirely different to Nicole and her.
No, it doesn't, but you can be the pony next week, Roy.
I think I might pop out the leg next time I do a photo. It looks so damn good.
Go check out what we're talking about. Producer Nicole being a good sport, paying off her bet this week, dressing all femme at the MRL Show. Insta, Twitter, Facebook, it's all there.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Welcome to everyone's favorite game show, the Days of the Week game. Where we talk about the ridiculous, crazy days of the week, you know, because every day has not even one. It usually has, like, multiple themes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, yesterday, we didn't even know this. It was National North Carolina Day.
Well, aren't we just crappy North Carolina residents?
Yeah, what did Ace and TJ do yesterday? They probably knew.
They knew. Yeah. They celebrated.
Janaida, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Turn your radio off. Listen to us through the phone so there's no echo.
Okay, it's
home. Okay, perfect. We're going to give you guys different things that happened this week, different themes, and we'll go around the room. First person to get two correct will win the National Days of the Week game, okay?
All right.
We'll let Janaida play first, you guys. Sunday coming up is going to be National Cinnabon Day. What country was Cinnabon invented in, the Cinnabon? Was it Sweden, Switzerland, the United States, or Germany?
Oh,
I'll give you the countries again. Cinnabons, were they invented in Sweden, Switzerland, the United States, or Germany?
Switzerland.
Switzerland. Yeah, not a bad guess. I mean, who knows? What do you guys think? Roy and Loren.
I was going to say Sweden or Germany.
I was going to say Sweden, too.
Yeah, Sweden would be correct. However, you can't do a steal in this game. Mm. So Janeta doesn't get a point. No big deal. Good guess.
By the way, Sunday is National Taco Day.
Sunday is also National Vodka Day, Loren. Ooh. What country was vodka invented? Sweden, Russia. France, Russia, or Poland, Loren?
I say Russia.
Incorrect.
Was it Poland?
Incorrect.
What?
Can you give me the options again?
Sweden.
There's only two left.
France, Russia, or Poland?
It's got to be Sweden.
It is Sweden. You can enjoy vodka and a Cinnabon thanks to Sweden.
Whoa. Why is Russia known for vodka then? They just made it their own?
They drank it, I guess.
They made it better.
As usual, that empire's always trying to take other things.
Stupid Swedish empire.
Russian empire.
All bullying. The Russian empire. Yes, I got you, Joe. Janeda.
Thank you for my USSR joke.
You're going to be next. Roy is up now. Today is National Coffee Day, Roy. With prices ranging between $35 and $100 a cup, or how about $100 to $600 a pound for Kupai Luwak coffee? Kupai Luwak. It's widely considered to be the most expensive coffee in the world, and it's made partially of coffee beans and the poop of what animal? Is it a monkey, a koala, an Asian palm civet, or the Bora Bora Java giraffe?
The koala.
No, that's incorrect.
Oh, sounds like it'd be right.
It's this the Asian crazy. Palm civet. Or civet. I don't know. All right, you ready?
No, this game is a hoot. Just
people
keep going.
People are paying $100 a cup for a cup of poop?
Who cares?
It's the most expensive coffee.
The quicker this game can get over, the happier I am. What's the next question?
Okay, Roy, you have to sit this one out. It's for Janeta. Janeta, yesterday was National North Carolina Day. Which one of these things was not invented in North Carolina? The airplane, vinegar, the barcode, or Pepsi?
Oh, God.
Which one was not invented in North Carolina? The airplane, vinegar, the barcode, or Pepsi?
And nudge, nudge.
The barcode.
No, it's vinegar.
That's right.
Oh my God.
The Pepsi's here. The plane was here.
I gotta give you one more. Somebody get this one right.
Okay, we'll just shout out if you know it.
All right, shout it out if you want to take the guess. You ready? Let's see. This week is also National Chewing Gum Day. Will fall on Thursday, actually. Why is most chewing gum pink? Is it because the inventor wanted to appeal to young girls? At the time it was invented, pink was the cheapest food coloring. The inventor wanted it to be red, but it failed. Or it was the only color the inventor had handy at the time. Why is chewing gum pink?
One of the last cheapest. Three.
Can you say the answer again?
No.
It's the cheapest.
No, Janeta, I'm not running through it again. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
If Janeta just says D, it's the only color the inventor had handy, she might win.
Okay.
Say D.
D, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations, Janeta, you won.
Now, you didn't win anything, but you're a winner in our hearts.
So smart. There you go. Janeta, thanks for playing. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
All right. I tried to give her the hint. She didn't pick up on that, though.
Gosh, thank gosh that game's done.
Oh, it wasn't that bad, Roy. Come on.
You should have done the stupid chicken game.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
That's the best
part,
dude.
Yeah. Back in the 1920s, you're like, hey, the light's green. Let's go.
Oh, there just comes Bo Billy coming down 3rd Street.
I need a Dasher or an Uber Eats or a Postmates person to help an argument that Roy and I are having off the air.
Oh, I think you're wrong.
I know you do. And producer Nicole, you could chime in too. What you think. Can you see, Roy wants pizza from a place that's about 30 minutes away. And I said, DoorDash it, but DoorDash it so that you meet them 15 minutes in the middle.
No.
Like in a parking lot
it's
somewhere.
He says
DoorDash charges you per mile.
I don't know if it's but they charge, like the further away you are, I'm pretty sure that's the more your service charge is.
If you're going to pay for the delivery and service charge, you might as well pay the five or 7 extra bucks, because if you're already out, then you might as well drive 10 extra minutes to go pick it up.
Right.
But the point is Dashers, Uber Eats, Postmaters, have you guys delivered to meet someone halfway from somewhere? And isn't it
cheaper?
Cheaper, and doesn't that make it helps you because you don't have to drive as far, and it helps the pickup person because it's cheaper.
Well, I don't understand why you think it would be cheaper.
Because there's a service fee.
But, well, you mean the delivery fee, it's per mile.
The delivery fee.
But then you'd have to, it'd be Roy's responsibility, because all you have to do is put in the address of they deliver to. You don't just say, hey, dude, look at the maps, find me halfway, let's meet there.
Right.
Like, no, yeah. You would say, hey, I'm in the food line, give the address.
Right, Roy would have to do that work to find out what the middle spot is, where he wants to pick up, find that address, send, just go pick it up at that point.
Yeah, which, by the
it's
way.
Not that complicated, though.
But if I'm a DoorDasher and I have to do this, like, I'm expecting almost more of a tip because this is more work for
me. It's not. It's less. You're driving less.
Okay, 704-570-9595. If you're DoorDash, Postmates, Uber Eats, now's your time to be on the Haney Roy in the Red Morning
Where's
Show.
Where's our guys? Didn't we have Uber Eats drivers listening?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hits Kiss 95.1, the main and Roy in the Red Morning Show. Brad the producer, everybody. Brad the engineer.
Brad the producer.
Brad the engineer. He fixed our computer.
By the way, it was just because we wanted a certain color.
It makes sense that way. Let's say hi to Jamie in South Charlotte. Good morning, Jamie.
Hello.
Jamie, right. I'm glad you've called the show to talk some sense into Maney.
We had this argument off the air, and the thing that's great about a radio show with thousands of people listening is you can bring it to the air. Roy says he wants pizza from a place on Friday night, and he's 30 minutes from it. So I said, what you do is you order DoorDash and meet them halfway in a parking lot somewhere, then in a description, say, hey, I'm at this location, give the address of like a Food Lion or whatever, and say in the description, white Ford Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
Text me when you arrive.
Absolutely.
And then is that cheaper than just getting it delivered to your door?
Well, okay, so when it comes to Uber Eats, it would be more on the expensive side because they pay more for mileage. As far as I understand, I get a bigger payout. Now, working DoorDash, I think you could only get a delivery within a certain range. Now, I could be wrong, but it keeps changing, and I haven't worked with them in a while. Now, if you go through Postmates, I think you'll get the cheapest per mile rate. They're pretty low payout per mileage.
It makes sense.
Now, if you want to meet someone, I've met people in a truck stop that are, like, on the road traveling as a trucker, and they'll be like, I'm in this cab, look for, you know. Or I met a guy at a Walgreens trucking lot to deliver a sub to him. You know, and I'm
every time I order food on these apps, because I do it often, it doesn't. The price is either like $3.99 or $5.99 or
the
free delivery.
Right.
No, the delivery fee. There's always a service fee. You don't get around that.
Right.
But the delivery is like a set price. It never goes per mile on my app.
Okay. See, I actually, even though I work for all three, I rarely ever order because I'm up to pick up my own food. You know, I'm already out. But
so you get a bigger cut, though. So you probably get a bigger cut depending on the distance.
Yes.
Oh, see, then it's better.
Especially on Uber Eats. If you go a long distance, you're going to get paid more.
Oh, well, I'm cheap, so this is me all day.
You're
Roy's
paying
rich.
The same thing either way. She just gets the bigger cut if she has to go farther, so you're actually better off having it delivered to just your house, even if it is farther.
Yeah, for Jamie, for the
Dasher. You're paying the same thing, though.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, Jamie. Thank you for shining light on this, and have a great Dasher day. By the way, are you ever scared when you deliver to a truck?
I would be.
Not really. They've got, you know, cameras and it's well lit and stuff.
Okay.
I deliver all hours. I don't care. It doesn't matter. 3 in the morning, 2 a.m., you know, 1 p.m., whatever.
You are so much stronger than me. I constantly think I'm going to be taken or something.
Yeah, well, my optimism is keeping me going. Yeah. So
you know what we need to
that.
Do? We talked about it in our show meetings that we wanted to do a Dasher Olympics. One of us was going to order from the same place from Postmates. One of us was going to do Uber Eats. The other one was going to do DoorDash.
That's fun.
And we'll see which one arrives first, which driver arrives first.
Dude, I'm curious, too.
Sweet. Maybe we'll do that next week. We got a lot going on. All right. Thanks, Jamie. All right. Have a good
day. Like that you said have a dashing day.
Have a dashing
day. Have a Dasher day. Is there anything going on in the dirty? I guess Carol got thrown off.
Yeah, Carol's off of Dancing with the Stars now.
Does she have audio of her?
I mean, we can.
We can get to it tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's get a song and get out of here.
Let's do it.
All right, let's get out of here.
Let's play music.
All right,
yeah.
Cameron's up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.